You're listening to Central Time. I'm Veronica Rickert.
And I'm Rob Ferret.
Dori Greenspan has been known to get up in the middle of the night to try to bake the new cookie she just dreamed about. Cookies have been on her mind for decades, and her son is what she calls her original cookie monster.
Today, she's one of the most celebrated food writers, bloggers, and bakers around. She's won the James Beard Foundation Award 3 times and is the author of 11 cookbooks. If you've got a cookie-making question or a favorite cookie to share for Dori, call us at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Or post on the Central Time Facebook page.
Dori Greenspan joins us now to talk about how to celebrate the holiday season with cookies. Her new book is called Dori's Cookies. Dori, welcome to Central Time.
So glad to be here. Thank you. Actually, you know, I not only consider my son the original Cookie Monster, he still puts Cookie Monster on his resume.
And he has done it professionally with you baking cookies. So this is something that you've done your whole life. You bake cookies with your son and also on your own. What is it about cookies that's kept you so enchanted for so long?
Do you know, I think that the possibilities of cookies, what cookies can be, what their shape can be, their flavor, their texture, it's infinite. It's infinite. The only reason I finished Dori's Cookies was because my editor said, it's time. It's your deadline. You've got to turn the manuscript in. I think I could have gone on forever and always just making new cookies. There's something about how you can add new ingredients to a cookie, how you can change the texture, how the look can change. It's just, I find cookies fascinating and delicious.
You share a lot of cookie basics right up front before you get to the particular recipes. Mm-hmm. Can you give us a couple tips? I know you've got ideas about butter and weighing versus volume for measurement. Give us a couple cookie basics that'll clear up some common errors for me anyway.
Well, this seems so basic, but your oven needs to be preheated. And that doesn't mean just turning it on and 10 minutes later putting your cookies in. You really have to give your oven time to come to temperature. And then when that little indicator light or the bing goes off, keep the oven going for about another 10 minutes so that it's really at temperature. Because cookies just bake for a few minutes. So you open the door, heat comes out, put the cookie sheet in, and you don't know what the temperature might be cycling at. So preheat the oven. If you're a lazy baker the way I am, or a lazy cleaner, line your baking sheets with parchment paper or silicone baking mats. You'll never have to wash a baking sheet again, and it helps your cookies bake more evenly. Use cookie scoops. Actually, I give cookie scoops as stocking stuffers every year. I think they're great gifts. And they make, so when you're doing cookies, even simple chocolate chip cookies, if you scoop them, then all your cookies are the same size. Mm. They all bake at the same time. And you don't have, you know, you've been there, kids grabbing cookies. Your cookie's bigger than mine. They're all over, never another fight. They're all the same size.
I live that.
Yeah, me too.
Well, Dori, you had hundreds of cookie recipes saved from your years of baking. So how did you choose which ones to include in this admittedly very big, but how did you choose which ones to put in this new cookbook?
Actually, I didn't. So you're right. I had written and published about 300 cookie recipes when I decided this was the moment for a cookie book. And I decided to just take, about 8 or 10 of my favorites and include them in the book, and then all the other recipes are new. I wanted to stretch. I wanted to see what else I could do. I wanted to discover new things about cookies. And so this is really a new collection.
Yeah, some of them, before we get into the recipes you shared with us, some of them are kind of out there. They have flavors like Parmesan and things like that. They're almost savory cookies as you get toward the end of the book.
They are savory. So there's a chapter in the book called Cocktail Cookies, and they're cookies that are meant to be enjoyed with everything except milk. So they're meant for sparkling wine or for cognac or for red wine. I have a cookie that I love that I created to go with beer. So it's got Old Bay seasoning, which means it's also good with a Bloody Mary, cheddar cheese, and crushed pretzels. It's a great cookie. So I had a lot of fun doing the savories. The Parmesan cheese cookie is a rosemary parm shortbread. Very, very flaky, great with white wine or champagne. Terrific for the holidays when you're having a cocktail party and you want something that's just beautiful, easy to make. It's a slice and bake cookie. And just unusual.
I want to dig into the recipes now as we talk with Dori Greenspan about her new book, Dori's Cookies. I love the name of this one. This one is called A Chunker. Tell us about what a chunker is.
A chunker is actually, you've chosen our son Joshua's favorite cookie. The chunker is chocolate, chocolate, and chocolate. It's a chocolate cookie that's soft, even when it's cool. It's soft and a little melty in places. It uses almost, well, actually over a pound of chocolate. So it has cocoa, it has dark chocolate, it has milk chocolate, it has dried cherries and salted cashews. It's fabulous. The idea for it, the inspiration was, do you remember the old chunky bars, chunky candy bars?
Oh, yeah, I do. Hmm. Those are good.
Right, raisins and nuts and chocolate. Right, so this is the chunker, was inspired by that. But I think it's really better than the candy.
Could use some chocolate frosting or something, though, right?
You think?
Not enough chocolate. No.
Not enough chocolate.
Yeah, and by the way, that's one that we have up right now on the Central Time Facebook page and the website, too.
Yep.
Oh, good. Oh, good, good, good. It's a great cookie. Anybody who loves chocolate will love that cookie. And it's a real easy one to make. If you're new to cookie making, this is a good one.
That sounds really good. And the other one you shared, and we again have this one up on the Central Time Facebook page, the Cocoa Almond Thumbprint. What's special about this one?
Oh, what's special about it, other than its great taste and its really wonderful texture, is you make it in a flash, literally. It's made in a food processor. Ingredients go in. If you have, you know, an index finger, you can make this cookie, right? Pulse, pulse, pulse. It's done. It's formed into a ball. Stick your thumb in it, bake it, and then fill it with, I like to fill it with chocolate ganache, so a mixture of chocolate and heavy cream. But you could put jam in it. You could put Nutella in it. You could put lemon curd in it. See, this is the thing about cookies. Just you start talking about them, you think, oh, what else can I do with that?
You have a class of cookies in your cookbook that intrigued me because I've never come across them before. You call them jammers. What are those?
That's the cookie I dreamed.
Oh.
So I dreamed the original jammer when I was in Paris. I saw it. It was just baked and beautiful. I woke my husband. He didn't care. I love him, but he's kind of used to this. Like, you know, I'll just like poke him in the ribs and say, oh, I've got this cookie. And he just rolls over. But I got up in the morning and I baked it. And what it is a shortbread, a French shortbread. It's got a dollop of jam in the center and it has crunchy streusel all around it. And I bake it in a muffin tin so that you can actually build the cookie in the tin. And every cookie, because of the tin, comes out exactly the same size with these beautiful, smooth edges. And it's a cookie because I call it a cookie, but it's also, it's very much like a jam tart. It's a beautiful cookie. And then once I got what I'm now calling the classic jammer, I thought, oh, I can do other things. I can do a pumpkin jammer with a pumpkin cream cheese middle section and a brown sugar streusel with pumpkin seeds. Or I could do mulled wine and cook fruits, cook dried fruits in mulled wine and do a streusel on that. So it's the kind of cookie that you make once and then you, too, will dream about it. You'll dream of variations that you can make your own.
Dori, I'm not a licensed therapist, but how often do you dream of cookies?
Well, doctor, it's, you know, actually, you know, I worked on the book for 3 years. So that's 3 years of thinking and dreaming about cookies 24/7. And so
wow.
I did dream about them. I did, you know, I was at a cocktail bar with a friend. And I was looking at the menu, and there was a cocktail called Bee's Sneeze. And I looked at the ingredients, honey, lemon, ginger, and gin. And I looked at it, and I thought, I can bake that. That's a cookie.
Wow.
And in fact, I turned the Bee's Sneeze cocktail into a Bee's Sneeze cocktail cookie. So when you're so focused on something, you dream about it.
Wow, so you can turn anything into a cookie, it almost sounds like. The Cookinator 3000 or something like that. Well, I want to ask about your last cookie recipe that you shared with us. Of course, there are many more in the book, but you shared with us a Christmas spice cookie. What does that one taste like?
It tastes like Christmas. You know, it has ginger and cinnamon and a tiny little bit of cloves and a tiny little bit of allspice. And I think of those as the scents and tastes of Christmas. And it's a very, very easy dough. It's based on the dough that I call do almost anything dough, because that one dough can be a slice and bake cookie. It can be a thumbprint. It can be a pinwheel. It can be a drop cookie. It can be a rolled and cut cookie. And the Christmas spice cookie is just that. It's the one dough with those spices and then rolled out and cut.
Excellent.
It's a beautiful cookie.
Oh, it sounds just delicious. Dory, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for inviting me to join you. This has been fun.
Yeah.
I hope you're going to now just, you know, leave the studio, go home, bake cookies.
Actually, that is what I'm doing this weekend, as a matter of fact. I don't know, and Rob,
but
too.
Dory said right now, though. Can we clear that with our bosses?
Yeah, I saw one of them out there.
Okay. Okay. I'm looking at the clock. Yeah, maybe like in a few minutes.
And Dory, just real quickly, before we let you go, is there a recipe in your book that you think kids would really like?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, so there are bunches of kid-friendly cookies. So there are the sablé, which is a very, you know, it's a plain, beautiful shortbread for those who are not crazy adventurous. I love the multi-grain chocolate chip cookie. That's a cookie anybody would love. So it has a little whole wheat flour in it, and it has chopped chocolate. It's a great cookie. There are the chocolate thumbprint cookies there are just too many.
All right, Dory, thank you so much. Okay, one more.
Two bite, one chip, chocolate chip cookie.
I saw that one. That one looked really easy.
Right. So it's just like a teaspoon of cookie dough with a chocolate chip tucked into it, hidden in it. So it's like a surprise. And kids love that because they bite into it. And there it is, that one surprise chip.
Well, Dory, a lot of great ideas there. Hope we can talk to you again. Thanks so much.
Thanks. Happy holidays. I hope they're sweet.
And to you as well. That's Dory Greenspan. Her latest cookbook is called Dory's Cookies. We can find three recipes that she's shared with us today on the Central Time Facebook page or on the Central Time page at WPR.org.